you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Givers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. On the show where you can find help and hope. And unfortunately, Lynn's not here today. She's still in her caregiving experience, so please just send prayers her way. We'll see you soon, Lynn. But I have my friend Michelle Lowak here today. How you doing?
I am excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
So glad you're here. And we have Mr. Ed on the boards. How you doing, Ed?
Happy Friday. Nice Friday out there today.
It's really nice.
Today's the day that you just go outside, close your eyes, take it in, and then file that. And then sometime in August, pull it out.
Yeah.
When you complain about how bad it is, you pull out days like this.
Well, my sister lives in Maine. She got a foot of snow.
Oh, I heard that on the news just now.
Well, did you hear this morning that there was an earthquake in New Jersey?
So we got a foot of snow in Maine, and New Jersey and New York got a nice little shaking this morning.
Yeah. Who knew? They were interviewing a bunch of kids at this college, and they were like, it's 10:30 in the morning, we were sleeping. All of a sudden the bed started shaking.
No. If it was in New York, I was out walking the dog this morning, and the coffee came out, and the coffee blew all over the place.
Yeah. That's so true. So I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Jenny in St. Pete, we have Nancy in Largo, and we have Virginia in Pennsylvania. And like I say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregiver table for more listeners, whether you listen when we are on live on the radio like we are right now, or on Facebook or YouTube or my website or whatever. It's pretty cool with how everything goes today that everything can be recorded. So if you have an interruption, you can't watch the whole show, you know, whatever, you can always go back and listen again later. Excited to say the website has been launched for the conference. Yay!
What conference?
So the Connecting Caregivers Conference, May 7th, 8th, and 9th. You can go to ConnectingCaregiversConference.com. It is free for caregivers. Michelle will be presenting one of the sessions about when is it time to think of different living
arrangements
for your loved one. We have Dr. Kate McCarty, who is always a winner, as our keynote speaker. I'm very excited. And Sean Scott will be on the show, and Ellie Baldwin and Lisa Keith. We have our girls from A&E Corner, Cindy and Christina, every day at lunchtime is going to show us the newest things for the kitchen, for the bathroom, wheelchairs, adaptive clothing, whatever kind of things can really help you out. And they personally test every single thing.
Nice.
Every single thing. So that's always wonderful. And then we have Lizette Clote and how to decrease your stress as a dementia caregiver through coaching. We have Dr. Brittany Lamb back again, how to avoid the top three mistakes as a medical decision maker for your person living with dementia. She's an ER doctor. She sees it all and she knows her stuff. But a whole bunch of other people. We'll talk about fall prevention. We'll talk about caregiver stress. And we'll try to help you in as any way we can. And as always, because I don't expect anyone to sit there for three full days, it's tough for me to do it and I'm running it. As long as you register, within 30 days you'll receive all the videos of the conference so you can watch it at your leisure. So I am very excited to say, because I see the phone ringing, because there's like a little light on it. I'm pretty sure we have our caller on the line, our guest speaker.
Either that or you ordered pizza.
Hey, Chrissy. Well, hello.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Hey, sunshine, how are you?
I'm having a delicious day.
That's a good thing. I'm so glad that you're here with us today. I'm joyful and grateful. You know that.
Love to hear it.
I'm so happy that you're with us today. I met Chrissy a couple of months ago via Zoom. You know how we now have opportunities to meet people in all different places. And I just love her energy and everything about her. You know, you certain people, you just make that instant connection. So without further ado, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got to be on this journey that you're on now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yes, I echo all of the things that you just shared, Linda. I felt the same when connecting with you on Zoom. So thank you so much for having me. I actually have been in the senior living, senior care world since I was just 21. So since 2011, I've been in senior living in all scopes of care. So kind of walked through each level of care, each kind of role and capacity I could, just to learn as much as humanly possible about what families are facing, what we're doing on a provider side. And that kind of fast forward led me to starting my own business, which is Care by Christy, and I've created a roadmap for elder care. So that's the super high level overview, but I just started to notice that families are typically disconnected from solutions, resources, what this journey looks like, and what it's, you see it all the time.
Yeah, the caregivers and their families. You know, I was just telling Michelle before the, speaking with Michelle before the show that one of my caregivers, her husband died last week, and she had a fatal heart attack within 48 hours. And her kids came from Virginia to Florida, and they're like, oh, we didn't know. We didn't know things were so tough. And part of me was very sad, but part of me was so angry. You know, like what you missed out on and the love your parents missed out on. And, you know, I don't know if it would have been different, but maybe it would have been a little better.
For sure. And I think that there's, you know, I'm always trying to see the positive side of things when possible. And I do try to give people the benefit of the doubt that they don't have a foundation, right, of what this journey would look like, regardless of what, you know, emergency situation occurs.
Yeah,
but that's
you don't know what you don't know.
You just don't know. And it reminds me of, like, I don't know, has any of us ever had aging loved ones before we actually had them? No. And there's typically not like a plethora of options and Amazon guides to taking care of an aging loved one or aging yourself. And so that's why I created my resource, not the end all be all by any stretch of the word. But I do hope that it gives people just a little bit more of a leg up and a foundation. And my hope with that is that they will then feel confident in researching, reaching out to people, being educated on what's going on with their loved ones.
Yeah.
So that the circumstance you just described doesn't have to happen as often.
But what happens when a woman has a baby? We have a shower. We start reading books about it. Your grandma comes over and gives your advice. Somebody else tells
everybody
gives you advice. There's two sides to the coin. But but there, it's not like that with caregiving. Oh, okay, Michelle, I see that your husband's aging, so let's start doing this now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's
wait till
the crisis.
That's exactly right. And unfortunately, all of us have probably experienced a crisis, and what do your stress levels do in that circumstance?
Oh, it's
you
terrible.
Can't think clearly. You can't make, you know, sound really confident, wise decisions for the most part in that state. And so I just think as a society, we owe it to ourselves and each other to just open dialogue, which is why this show is incredible. But we need to have these conversations in a really neutral way.
Yeah.
So that people don't always think it's really scary and, you know.
Well, you know,
I feel like we only ever hear the negative.
When I met with that family, so now they want to get them the Cadillac of coffins.
Yeah, because they're pushed into it.
You know, and I feel bad and I wasn't there and I'm about, and I said to them, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Your parents told me that they wanted to be cremated. And he said,
no idea.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, we did talk about that a couple years ago.
Goodness.
But, you know, and I said, I'm perfectly honest with you, even though I was a little angry, I said, I think your parents would rather have you have the money than have that big fancy Cadillac coffin.
Yes.
So, but, you know,
which is more often the case than not.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anybody that's listening, prepare yourself ahead of time so you get your wishes, which is really important because if I didn't hook up with those people, I don't know. If they would have even realized what the wishes were.
And think about how many families are doing that in the course of the day to day, and just it happens all around us.
Yeah.
And I feel like people think if they just, like, don't make eye contact with this topic that it won't happen to them.
Yeah. Yeah, don't say
that's
the H word.
That's not how it works. Yeah, don't say the H word.
Well, you know what the thing is, too, and I say this all the time, you either become a caregiver gradually and you don't even realize it. So now you're not making any preparation, just kind of like sliding into base or whatever. Or you become a caregiver overnight. And sometimes it's for 2 months, maybe only, or some, you know, or whatever period of time. But if you haven't had any conversations, if you haven't made any plans with anything, what are you going to do?
Panic.
Yeah.
And every other area of your life will probably fall to the wayside. And that's when overwhelm and burnout hit, right?
Right.
It's just like a domino effect.
Yeah.
And so I think about, you know, back to your point of when people are pregnant or people are having babies, everyone and their brother wraps around them to make sure that they're set up for success. Why do we not have those same types of conversations as somebody's aging through end of life and celebration of life? It's no different.
And the whole deal, you know, I was just speaking to somebody the other day. So a lot of big corporations, right? What do they have? They have a gym on premises. They have childcare on premises. Why don't they have adult daycare on premises?
Exactly.
So why can't I drop? Go ahead.
I've even thought this roadmap for elder care would be an awesome resource in the hands of HR, benefits, employee assistance programs.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Because that's the first person they're going to. They're, you know, they're like, hey, I got to leave work because I have to go take care of my dad.
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to, before COVID, I used to also work as a corporate trainer, and I used to go into speak at companies that had employee assistance programs, so I'd be speaking on the behalf of Blue Cross or Humana or whatever.
Yeah.
And I would speak about stress in the workplace, and this one place, it was a big company, and maybe this was like the sixth time I was there, and I was supposed to be talking about mindful meditation, and there was like 50 people there, and they said, we didn't want to come to hear that, Linda. We knew you were here. Can you tell me what this difference between Alzheimer's and dementia is? Can you tell me what an elder care attorney is? And I said to the corporation, look right here. Look at this.
Yeah, that's what they need.
They're begging
because,
for
again,
this information.
If we could empower them, but yes, if we could empower them with that information where they're already at, when I first started my consulting business, I had these like grand ideas that everyone that even noticed a decline in their loved one, that they would just run to my website and just want to absorb that information. And that's just not the case.
No,
we have to go meet them where they are, not where we are.
Yeah. Yeah. And we need to make a plan because we have a huge aging population that is not going away. Yeah.
Sure not.
And, you know, your caregiving experience, like I always say, can be the most horrific experience of your life or close to beautiful, depending on how you handle it.
That's right.
And I believe when you know better, you do better.
Well, and who you surround 100%. Yourself with.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're around a bunch of negative Nancys all the time that maybe, and I'm not invalidating anyone's experience that's had a negative one, right? Because I know those exist plenty.
Yeah.
But if you surround yourself with people who choose to look at this as something they get to do versus what they have to do, that little simple mindset shift alone is going to quantum leap your experience into being a better one.
Yeah. And not that it's not okay to complain sometimes, you know, I do a lot of support groups.
Sure.
I do a lot of support groups, and one day some of the gals are saying to me, like, I'm just pissy. So we,
that's
so
understandable.
We had a separate call just for that. And we said at the beginning of the call, might be a little bit angry here, might be a little bit pissy here. And if you're not comfortable with that, you're not part of the. You don't need to be part of this call. And it was just such a great venting session.
Has to be a safe outlet, because otherwise it's going to come out during the caregiving.
Yeah.
You're going to get angry
at
your loved one.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. Giving somebody the space to be a little sassy and prickly and unpack how they're feeling. And then leave it in that space so they can go back to being who they want to be for their loved ones. That's a super powerful resource.
Well, I tell you, by the end of the conversation, we were all laughing.
Kind of like your journaling workshops?
Yeah, because we all know each other. You know, you build a relationship, and it's a place you know you can vent. It's okay. And
absolutely.
As caregivers, too, we do some pretty silly stuff. Really do.
Well...
And when you see you're not the only one, that, oh, you did that too? Oh, okay.
Yep. And you get to learn from each other, and there's some camaraderie in navigating a similar journey. Even though the journey looks different, it's very much similar across the board. when you're caring for someone outside of caring for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about the roadmap.
Let.
So explain how it goes.
Yes. Yeah. So it is, think of it more as like a workbook. So the people that have purchased it so far is now available on Amazon. So that was a big feat.
Yeah.
I started this business back in February of 2020, and it's always been available for those families that I work with as a PDF download from my website, but I really wanted it to be able to be accessed by families everywhere. And yeah. Where do we go to get everything? Amazon.
Right. Right.
So I had been working really diligently to get it on Amazon, but it is a 36-page guidebook. I like to think of it as like the 30,000-foot view. So it gives you, you know, some key vocabulary. I think if somebody didn't go past page 3 or 4, they would at least have the proper terminology to be researching.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when I see folks go to Google and start searching nursing home, but that's not at all where they are in the stage of their journey.
Right.
And so everything that they see is maybe negative or not in alignment with where they are.
Yeah.
So it really just breaks down some key vocabulary. It starts with home alone or with a loved one, and then it really walks you through the intricate path and just all the options that might be available through end of life or celebration of life planning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's set up like a workbook, so folks can take notes in it. There's just some ideas to consider if you were to kind of want to search and do it yourself. But then I do offer sessions with families if they want a little bit more one-on-one personalized consultation on kind of what the journey ahead looks like.
So if I'm on Amazon, what would I Google on
just,
Amazon?
Is that yeah, even, is it just roadmap? Yeah, it's just roadmap for elder care. And it will pop up.
And I think we all need a roadmap with whatever we're doing. And I think for someone yeah. even to look at the workbook, maybe they're not even caring for anybody yet. Because yep. as
I think Rosalind, it's good for people themselves.
Yeah, as Rosalind Carter said years ago, you either have been a caregiver, you will be a caregiver, you are yeah. a caregiver, somebody's going to be taking care of you. So I tell everybody,
I put that quote in my roadmap.
I tell everybody, it's an equal opportunity employer. You're all going to
really
get a chance
is.
At it.
but, don't worry, your time's coming.
Yeah, so if you can prepare ahead of time and know the conversations that you need to have or that you would want to have, or I could prepare for myself.
I was just going to say, what a great gift to, like, give to somebody for Mother's Day that they could, yeah. you know, work through it with their mom ahead of time.
Yeah.
You know, or, Mom, you know, I was just thinking about for myself that, you know, I wouldn't want the Cadillac of caskets. What would you want, Mom?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, it's recently
Absolutely.
My granddaughter and her husband said to me, you know, Grandma, you can't be living in this house when you get older. I said, what are you talking about? I live in a townhome. And well, how are you going to get up and down the stairs? I said, I'm going to walk up and down the stairs. I said, if I have to bring 3 things downstairs now, I take one at a time because I want my strength and blah, 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 blah. And I said, and if worse comes to worse, you're going to get me one of those scooter chairs
yes.
that goes up the stairs.
100%.
And thank you so much for thinking of me, baby. And I meant it, though.
Yes.
So we have the conversation because I'm in the business, you know?
Yeah. Yes. But I think people think that those conversations need to be 2 things. They need to be really emotionally charged, and they already are deciding what their loved one's response is going to be before they even
approach
the conversation.
Yeah.
Yes. And then the other part is that they wait until a crisis happens. So they wait until a fall happens or a heart attack happens or a stroke, and now we're going to start having these conversations.
Yeah.
Well, we've really done ourselves a little bit of a disservice if we don't just neutrally, like how you just described that was perfect. Using the workbook with, you know, for Mother's Day, just and putting it on yourself. I've been thinking about this for myself. What would you want in that circumstance?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have this one family that every year on New Year's Day, they have a family dinner and they look at, is there anything they need to revise in their plans? And they make a joke out
Love
of it. They all wear black and they make a joke
oh.
out of it.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But they do it every New Year's. And so they're very confident in where they are, you know, at this stage in life.
Yeah.
And they've had some laughs about it and everything, but I think that's brilliant. I think that's a really good...
I do too.
You know, make a joke out of it, but have the conversation.
Well, it's kind of like...
Yeah.
It's kind of like what we talk about, it, you know, don't send me flowers when I'm dead. Send them to me now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yes. kind of, you know, let's, why do we wait until after somebody's gone to do a celebration of life?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why don't we flip that script instead of, you know, our PTO is for funerals?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had a birthday party for my husband, which he didn't want any parties, but we just called it a celebration because we knew he was dying, that he only had another year or two or whatever.
And it was brilliant.
And, you know, we made a video from when he was a baby to now and everything, and it was so nice because he got to see it.
Yes.
And then there was like people there that attended that met us in Florida. And they didn't know when we were in New York that he built this big house and we had different, you know what I mean? And
you get to actually participate in the celebrating of your life instead of waiting and then people doing it without you.
Yeah, and it's nice for somebody to come up to you and say, you're the best. You know, when he was dying, people wanted to be sending cards. First of all, don't send no get well cards because it's not happening.
Yeah, he's not getting well.
You know, I said, do me a favor. Just send him a card and write about an experience you had with him in the card. And I remember when I lived in New York at one time, I had a Molly Mae franchise. And she was my very first employee, Ketsy. And she didn't drive. And so she sent this card to my husband, and in her broken English, she said, "You taught me how to drive and you made me a woman."
Ooh.
You know, but what a big deal, you know? So to get to hear that before you die.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would be really, really wonderful.
I think mine would be more like, you need to throw a roast for me.
A little comedy show.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, that would be so cool.
Instead of a celebration of life, I'm just putting in my vote now. Do a roast for me.
Okay.
100%. I know that we've not met, but I would really like to participate in this experience.
Please. That would please be fun. Do.
So, Christy, what's the last thing you want our caregivers to hear today?
I really just want people to be proactive. I know that we say that a lot. But I think that it's the most empowering thing that you can do. I think it gives you a layer of confidence that allows you to navigate forward for yourself and for your loved ones.
Yeah.
And for your friends and your network and your neighborhood. I mean, you said it at the beginning, like, no one's getting out of here without going through this experience, right? Yeah. I just hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Yeah.
But it's happening, and so if we know it's happening and it's not a surprise to any of us, let us get ahead of the game by just getting a very basic layer of foundation so that then we can go confidently advocate for ourselves and our loved ones.
Yeah, yeah. So, once again, where can our people find you?
Yeah, Amazon for the guide, but how do they connect with you if they wanted to have a session?
Yeah, so carebychristy.com is my website. It's just C-A-R-E by B-Y. And then Christy is C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. Fun fact is that CARE stands for Creating a Roadmap for Elder Care.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
I love that. I love it.
So carebychristy.com, that website just got redone. I'm super proud of it. It's got a lot of great resources, a lot of information about me so people can get to know me a little bit. And I'm always open to having a conversation and deciding if we're a good fit to work together. If not, I've got plenty of great resources as well.
And I'm hoping you're going to be part of my conference in November. It'll be wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I just thought of something else for CARE.
What?
How about creating a roadmap for everyone
instead of
elder care? I love that. I actually, the name of my podcast is Creating a Roadmap for Elder Care Ease.
Ooh.
And I thought at some point, ease could be in place of elder care.
Yeah.
There's so many. But once I woke up in the middle of the night when I was trying to come up with what I wanted to name this business. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, creating a roadmap for elder care. Oh, God, that's it.
Yeah. Let me write it down quick before I fall back asleep.
That's exactly right. I put it in my notes.
Yeah.
I put it in my notes. And the next day I was like, oh, God, past me really set future me up for success. But the other part of this, ladies, too, is that I know there's plenty of people in the space that have this type of information. And so it could be creating a roadmap for elder care by whoever.
Yeah.
Could, you know, anybody could do this.
There's plenty of business for all of us.
Yeah. So I'm thankful it's on Amazon now and eager to see how that does. But
all right, my friend. We'll keep in touch and we'll talk soon.
Will do.
Thanks so much.
Have a good rest of your day.
Have a delicious day.
Bye-bye.
Now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
My mom was getting older, but she was able to live pretty independently until recently. When her case manager told me she would be discharged from rehab in just a few days, I didn't know what to do. But I knew for sure that she couldn't go back living alone at home. So that's when I contacted Sunway's Senior Living Concierge. My Senior Living Concierge, Lisa, was there for me through the whole process and was a free service for us to compare in-home care options and how that cost would compare to assisted living. With Lisa's help, we found a great new home for Mom, and she is thriving. Take it from me, don't go through this journey alone.
Hi, I'm Ellie Baldwin, co-founder and president of Sunway's Senior Living Concierge. We're a free placement and concierge service for families to help compare senior living communities and find the best place for you or a loved one. Call us today at 727-314-6451 or find us online at sunwaysseniorliving.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. Boy, that Christy is just unbelievable. I'm going to get one of those roadmaps for myself, most definitely. So some of our listeners probably know Michelle. Michelle's been on the show before. She's had a varied career. But Michelle is with The Preserve now, which is one of the nicest communities I have ever seen.
It's amazing.
So tell us a little bit about what The Preserve is and what you do there.
Okay, so at The Preserve at Clearwater, I get to represent the only team in the state of Florida that's going on 5 years deficiency-free.
That's huge.
I mean, thank you, Bernadette. Bernadette is the one who actually referred me to The Preserve. She had worked with our executive director, Rhonda Coates, which a lot of people in the area know Rhonda.
Yeah.
You know, she's gotten the Delivered with Heart Awards.
You know who's who in the community.
Absolutely. So, you know, connect the dots, relationships, and Bernadette was like, you're going to be great at this. And I was like, no, I got to stay in private duty. Thank you, Bernadette. I say it every day. Thank you, Linda, for letting me lay on your floor and be like, what am I going to do? It's exceptional living.
You know what? You're beaming now.
Oh, my gosh.
You work a lot of hours. I know you're tired, but you didn't beam at your other jobs. Yeah, you didn't beam at your other jobs.
It's the best hire. You know, to get to go in, you know, Francine, our wellness director, 30-some years, and, you know, she started when she was like 6, I think.
Yeah.
30-some years as a wellness director, she's had one deficiency, and it was for having food on the outside of a garbage can in the dining room. or in the kitchen.
They can pick out like, whatever they want.
But I'm saying in 30 years, so that tells you about the quality of care that I get to represent. Now, how can you even call that sales? I just get to share.
Yeah.
You know?
You help people find a home, a new home. It's a big deal.
It's a family. Yeah.
It's a big deal when you decide to leave your home.
It is. You know, Joe, our positive approach to care certified instructor, one of the reasons that it was named Best Memory Care. Joe also came from private duty world, and he felt the same way as me. I can't put my name on this anymore. And he said, when families come to us, a lot of times it is the worst day with the most guilt they've ever had.
Yeah.
Because they've promised mom or dad or their spouse or their child that, you know, I'll always take. And one person is not capable of taking care of somebody with such elevated needs in
order to keep them safe.
Well, and to live their best life with dignity.
Yes. And so, and then I get to be the daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still the caregiver 24/7. I don't care if my loved one's in a community or they're at home. I'm still the caregiver 24/7. But now I get to be the daughter again.
I get to come in and dance and sing, you know, on Sunday afternoons to be able to say, we're going to have four generations of family singing and dancing and having wine and non-alcoholic drinks and snacks and sundaes with professional performers. And you don't have to
do anything.
You don't have to do anything but show up and, you know, maybe grab out your camera and take a picture that you would have never had if you stayed at home.
No.
Because, you know, Oktoberfest, I don't know anywhere else that had a 10-piece brass band. Like, you're not going to bring that into your home.
No.
And then have all people in all these Bavarian
costumes.
You're
lucky if you even know it's Oktoberfest when you're home alone taking care of somebody.
Yeah. Is it day? Is it night?
Yeah.
Am I coming? Am I going?
Yeah. So you have some stuff coming up here soon. Italian night? Tell us about that.
So every Thursday.
Oh, it's every Thursday. Go ahead.
It's every Thursday. Yeah. We have a gentleman who owned Italian restaurants. He's from Italy. He had retired. And he was bored, and he needed a purpose. And he came into the preserve, I believe when it was In on the Pond, but I could be wrong about that. Came in and said, you know, I'd love to fix a real Italian dinner. And, of course, they fell in love with real Italian food.
Of course. So, you know, who doesn't like Italian food? Come on.
So every Thursday is Italian night with the tablecloths and the Italian music and the homemade Italian food. But, you know, people say, oh, my gosh, that's so great. Well, you know, Bo, our executive director of culinary, he's been recognized nationally for his creations and his food. And the fact that with the ECC license, you know, people, even with a feeding tube, come to the preserve and they thrive.
Yeah.
And like, who gets that gig?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Bernadette. Thank you. You know, thank you, God.
Should be having good food to the day you die. I can't tell you how many times someone tells me their mom goes into any kind of community, and I'm not even saying in Florida, wherever, and it's like, the food is horrible. I would not, you know, no one would ever eat that.
Or I'm circling on a piece of paper and handing it in on Monday what I feel like
on
for Thursday.
Friday or whatever, right.
Or I'm just brought something on a tray and told what to eat.
Yeah, yeah, no.
No, it's not good.
All right, what else you got going on?
Well, I have this woman, Linda Burhan. She's going to be coming. She's coming on Sunday, right before our Sunday Fun Day on the 14th. So Linda will be joining us for Super Patch. And, you know,
it's super.
It's incredible. Every single time. I can't even talk about it, and I won't talk about it. I had told you that I was taking it over to somebody who had done an inquiry for the building, and they said, well, you know, we've got to take him to rehab because he can't get up. So, you know, plans have changed. I said, can I just swing by? I was on my way back from Rotary to the building. I said, can I just swing by? I've got something that I just really want you to see. And he's like, yeah, well, what is it? Because, you know, the ambulance is going to come. And I was like, well, if I explain it to you, I said, I just think it really will help your dad. Okay, so I come in, he meets me in the hallway, it's another assisted living, and he comes out in the hallway, goes, what you got? Because, you know, they're bringing dad. I said, well, it's it's a shoe insert, but it's a technology that you're going to use, and I think we can get Dad to stand. And he goes, oh my, you know,
like sure,
yeah. He's like okay, and he literally said, all right, fine. And Dad's sitting there, and you know, he's shaking, he's upset. Mom has dementia, and she's completely like, he's upset that he has to leave her.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Who's going to take care of Mom?
Right.
They're married. He does right. not want to be separated.
I promised I'd be with you forever.
Exactly. And the son says, yeah, this is Michelle. She's got some voodoo magic shit. And I was like, oh, okay, this is not going to be, this better go well.
Yeah.
This better not be the 1.00001% that doesn't work. So he's like, what do you need? And I put the technology on him, and he stood up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they go, voodoo.
Yeah. And then his son immediately went out on the terrace, and he calls his brother. He goes, I don't know, is that voodoo stuff, it's working. And he says, well, maybe I shouldn't go to rehab. I said, no, you absolutely should go to rehab, because right. we need to find out what's causing this. But this can, it's not going to cure anything.
No, but it's going to help your balance. But it's going to help your stability.
It's going to prevent a fall. Yeah. And, it, you know, I posted
it. Because the fall can be the end.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It's, you know, people over 60, it is the leading cause of death.
Yeah. Yeah.
A fall. And, you know, I love that sages and stuff with, you know, saving
denying
Claire
gravity and
denying
gravity. Yep.
All of that information, it is so true. And again, we're in denial mode. It can't happen to me.
Yeah.
If I fall, I'll just bounce.
Well, see, I'm super cautious. You know me. I got the lights going up the stairs. I got the lights in the toilet bowl. I'm getting the bathroom done over because I don't want to fall.
Right.
I don't want to fall.
Well, and I tear up thinking about it. You know, how many times did you and Jen have to say to me, come to the I'm busy with Daddy, I'm not going. Thank God.
Yeah.
I got out of my own way and listened to you. Kind of like when you said, you got to come to Eden training. And I was like, what is Eden training? You're like, just trust me and go. I was like, okay,
it's
Doris, I got to go
trust
to this.
Me.
Yeah. And Doris like, what is that? I don't know. Linda told me I got to do it, so I'm doing it.
That's what people say. I don't know. Linda told me.
But, you know, it's like in your gut when you're with the right people and you are receptive to not knowing it all, which is really difficult for me.
No, I know I don't know it all. I'm not so bad with that.
I'm way better at it now than I was 21 years ago, or 25. It's been almost 25 years.
Yeah, time is...
Almost 25 years.
Yeah, it's craziness. It's craziness. But, and what's this legacy thumbprint thing?
Okay, so that's Accent Carers. You and I are both on their board of directors for
Accent Carers Hospice.
Yep, the H word.
Yep.
The great H word.
Yeah.
You know, you and your husband had a great experience with that. Daddy didn't have Accent Care. He was not in state when he took his final breath and did not have a good experience. Accent Care comes... And the thumbprint jewelry,
we got
to make it. Piper came and helped us do it. And if you go to our Facebook or the Preserve at Clearwater, you can see, and you can just see everybody lighting up because they've got that thumbprint.
It's a big deal.
And it's the necklace, and some of them wear each other's. It was a great Mother's Day gift.
Yeah.
We used them for Valentine's Day, but we've got it coming up again for Mother's Day because...
You could make a keychain or something like
that.
I mean, it's a big deal. I have my husband's thumbprint. It just means a big deal to me.
Well, it was so important to me, and I was so thankful that Piper and Joe said, here, take a couple with you, because I was going to see my Grand Miracles. So I have theirs.
Oh, but that's fabulous.
So I took them mine, and of course, Braylee Faith, she misplaced hers. And so she took Aubrey's, and Aubrey Ann was like, that's mine. And she said, no, it's not, you know. It was like an hour and a half of trauma until we found it in the car where she had
put it.
But it is. It's the one thing nobody can duplicate is your
right.
You
right.
know, so it is one of the
legacy things.
Yeah, it's one of the legacy things that Accent Care does that nobody else does. I'm really excited that at the Preserve we do give choices. We don't tell anybody who they have to use for a provider.
No.
We give suggestions based on what we know.
Exactly.
Providers of integrity.
Yeah.
It's important. Our name is on it.
Yeah, because you know what? Sometimes things change, too. A certain community or a certain home health care company or whatever it is might be the bomb. And then until, management changes or all those staff changes, and then no.
Yeah. And it's not. We talk about that all the time. You know how beautiful Adam, our owner, has just created literally a walking museum. So when people from Inspirations, they walk around the building, and the artwork is so beautiful. There's even people from downtown St. Pete that come to look at our artwork.
That's cool.
And it's just, that's great, and it's wonderful. It's amazing. But that artwork is not going to give CPR to your mom.
Right.
It's not going to get Dad with dignity into a shower. That comes from the training. And
comes
the fact
the staff.
That Solera, yeah, that Solera, they choose the best, and they continue to invest
in the best.
Well,
and they train the best, because
they invest.
Too many times, people are hired for the most important job of taking care of my loved one, and they're not trained.
Or they're it's just
or,
like,
or
well, that's your
ever
job.
Updated or right.
Right. You're just the caregiver. Just the caregiver. You are the most important person in the building besides the people that are keeping it clean and sanitary and the people that are feeding the food. That if it's not a great, wonderful experience.
Right.
We've promised, we put our name on that. We look them in the eye and we say, you're gonna live an exceptional life. It's not gonna be perfect.
Life's not
there
perfect.
Will be mistakes.
Life's
we do not
perfect at home either.
You know, some of the Solera buildings do have robots.
Do they?
We do not.
No,
I think it's because Anna knows that me
I'm
and technology
that
are not
no,
friends.
No, that wouldn't be good.
But it's super cool for the buildings that have it. Like they, as they welcome them back, they'll be like, "Welcome back, Linda."
Really?
Oh yeah. Like
I heard that there's a restaurant in Tampa. I think it's called Buttermilk. And the robots serve
you, will bring
your lunch.
Your
order.
You place your order in it. Yeah, the robot
like,
brings
okay,
it.
Okay,
you know?
The Jetsons are here.
Yeah, we've lived long enough to see it.
Yes,
but we don't have that. We don't have computers, or we don't have robots in our building. We have human beings who have dedicated. I mean, if I tease our activities director Stephanie, who puts together an activity calendar that is incredible. Like from 10 in the morning till, 8 or 9 o'clock at night, most days of the week, every day of the week, actually, to be able to have these very enriching experiences out of the community, you know.
And choices.
Choices.
So you don't have to do it all. Some communities, they got one thing a week. If you don't like that, oh, you're out of luck.
Yeah, yeah. And Debbie, oh my gosh, you got to come. She's doing nails and massages with all organic stuff today. And we have a new resident that moved in yesterday from another community with a really bad experience. And she looked down, this is a woman who's taken care of herself her whole life. Actually, her sister has helped her because she's legally blind. But she can see that her nails are all messed up. And Debbie says, I said, well, Debbie's here, and Debbie's getting in her vision because she just has a little bit. And said, she's going to do your nails for you. And she's like, really? They really need to. That little
can make you feel so good.
And you should. I mean, human touch
right.
is important. And I'm understanding from some of the people that are coming through that, you know, that some of the buildings are pulling away from that. I love that I get to come
We're
in.
We're human beings.
Yeah, and that human touch that you know, just hug it out.
Yep.
And love on each other. And yep. Not every day is perfect.
No.
Some of them, it is off.
Not every
the
day in
rails.
Life is perfect.
Exactly. But having that other teammate to step in and pick up and carry the ball and run it through.
Yeah.
It just, I do love it. You know I love it.
Yeah, I know you love it. So come to one of those events. I'll put the information in the show. This Wednesday, I will be at Arden Courts. Doing a presentation from Hanging in There to Joyful and Grateful, because that's my story.
And we're going to be teaming up with them again for the Alzheimer's Painting for a Purpose.
Yeah.
With Bernadette and her team from Arden Courts,
so,
raising money.
Yeah, we're going to talk about gratitude and empathy and journaling and a whole bunch of stuff. So it's Wednesday, April 10th at Arden Courts in Seminole, 10 a.m. There's a couple of seats left, so if you want to come, call 727-517-7800. And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week, so check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
We believe the power of the human body and mind can do amazing things, and that tapping into that power, not just tricking it with a temporary disguise, is possible. Superpatch technology uses a special pattern and vibro-tactile technology to help you go from feeling blah to hurrah. Now, once the superpatch is in contact with your skin, it triggers a neutral response in the brainstem that helps you tackle your daily problems head-on. Whether you're struggling with pain, balance, stress, or focus, we have a solution that might be right for you. With Superpatch's 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hi, this is Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. I started using the Liberty Patch over 3 years ago. I used to be a tripper, but since wearing a Liberty Patch, I haven't tripped once. The Liberty Patch is proven to reduce the risk of falling by up to 8 times. And as we all know, if you prevent the fall, you prevent the call. Don't wait until it's too late. Preventative solutions are the answer.
Superpatch does not claim to diagnose, treat, or cure illness. Superpatch is FDA registered. To receive 25% off your first order, go to sticktoit.info. That's sticktoit.info and learn more.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And once again, I think part of the theme of today's show was preventative.
Yeah.
Whether it's preventative care for your health, whether it's preventative for making a plan. We need to do that because, as I said, we have this aging population that is living longer and longer every day. And I think we all want the best quality of life we can have. But I still think the most important thing is just being with each other. So if you have a neighbor that's a caregiver or someone you know that's a caregiver and they've been in the house a lot and they don't get to go out, just go over and say, I'm coming on Tuesday at 10 o'clock and I'm going to spend 2 hours with your loved one and you can do whatever you want. Because sometimes you have to tell them that, and then they're like, okay, if I have to, or whatever. But it always works out absolutely wonderful. It was one of the biggest conversations we had at the support group this morning about somebody gives a little push, and finally the caregiver goes, okay, you can help me.
And worked with me and Daddy, and you showed up with pizza.
Yeah.
So
I just liked seeing your dad.
I know. Yeah. And he just liked seeing you instead of me.
Yeah.
Hey, question. Was that a bigger conversation at the support group than the Fox News spot that's coming up?
I have fabulous people at Fox News. They're very kind to me. And so I will be on Fox News on Monday, April 29th at the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about long-distance caregiving. And we're also going to talk about the conference. So tune in. It's always very entertaining and it's always a lot of fun, and I thank Fox News for their support.
Awesome.
So remember, if you want a support group, a workshop, or know about other conferences and things that are going on, you can go to my website, lindaburhans.com, and go under events, because now I have a whole bunch of people that are posting their things there. St. Anthony's and Morton Plant, Debbie Sell Savage, because there's a lot of great information out there and there's a lot of great groups going on, but people just don't know about them. So this way they can find it all in one spot. And any that's a recurring, we will ask them to repost that every 3 months, because the last thing I want is a caregiver that really needs a support group to go somewhere and then it's been discontinued. So, but I'm not counting on it. It's going to be like, so just go to lindabearhands.com, and while you're there, you can nominate a caregiver for the caregiver contest. So thanks for being with us this week. We'll see you next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Love you.
Love you, too.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A rare earthquake shook the Northeast this morning. The 4.8 magnitude quake was centered near White House Station, New Jersey. This man felt it in Hillside, New Jersey.
I had a spinal cord injury, so my legs always shake all the time. But when I looked around, I saw other people kind of shaking a little bit. I said, what's going on? But I didn't feel it too much, but I just kind of assumed it was just me being me, shaking around.
Only minor damage was reported, though the earthquake slowed train traffic and delayed and diverted some airplanes in the New York City area while runways were inspected. Governor Kathy Hochul.
Take caution near any damaged buildings. Again, we don't have reports of damaged buildings at this time. It is very early in the assessment process. But, you know, if there is an after effect, please stay away from buildings, especially our high rises. If you hear shifting or any noises, unusual noises, leave your home.
President Biden spoke to New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy about the quake. The White House also released a statement.
The statement goes on to say, the White House is in touch with federal, state, and local officials as we learn more. The quake struck as the president was preparing to head to Baltimore to see the site of the March 26th bridge collapse that has shut down the port. But he expects to remain in close contact with officials amid the possibility of aftershocks and structural damage from today's quake.
CBS's Linda Kenyon reporting. The president is in Baltimore right now after touring the site of the collapse. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
As the president said, within hours of the collapse, this administration will be with the people of Baltimore every step of the way.
President Biden is scheduled to speak near the bridge in about a half hour. Israel says it will do more to get additional aid into Gaza following the killing of seven World Central KitchenAid workers. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
A statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said that the increased aid will prevent a humanitarian crisis and is critical to Israel achieving its war aims. Israel will allow aid into Gaza through the Erez crossing, as well as opening the port of Ashdod. The move comes amid growing tensions between the